Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/AmI the Butthole, where this man throws his girlfriend out of his house after she abandons his cat miles away. Am I the butthole for kicking out my girlfriend? So, I've got a cat named Raven who's 3 years old. My girlfriend of 2 years moved in with me a few weeks ago, and it was clear she didn't like my cat. I didn't think it was a really big deal until one day I got home and he was just gone. He's not an outdoor cat and he never goes outside. He was gone for hours and I was worried sick until my buddy came to my house and returned him, saying he found him 2 blocks from my house. I asked my girlfriend how my cat, who has never tried to go out before, ended up that far from my house, and she admitted to kicking him out. I was furious, saying she had no right to kick him out, and told her that since she thought she had the power to kick my cat out, I wanted her out of my house by the end of the month. She cried that she had nowhere to go and that she'd have to live on the streets. I said I didn't care and told her to leave by the end of the month. My friends think I'm being too harsh, but my cat could have died because of her, and I don't want her trying anything else. So, am I the butthole? Well, look, there's no doubt that that was quite a strong reaction, but then again, the cat was there first, and it's the cat's house as well. You don't just chuck a cow in the street, come on. To be completely honest though, if you're gonna chuck her out anyway, you might as well just sack her off, right? What's the point in having her as your girlfriend anymore? She's doing stuff like this. She sounds a bit psycho. I'll be honest, like, the cat could have died very, very easily. So, yeah, get rid of her? Fair enough though, maybe you just want to give her a warning that she can't do that and see if she improves in future. But someone who has the capability of doing that in the first place probably wouldn't be my girlfriend. That's all I'll say. And now for our next Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for my petty response to my boyfriend's purposeful incompetence about chores? My boyfriend has started pretending to be bad at basic life stuff, like dishes and laundry, like he can't do it, so I do it. I felt pretty frustrated with that and told him straight up that I knew he didn't forget how to clean since he moved in with me. He was always very competent living alone, and I didn't appreciate him forgetting how to do chores. I said that when I asked him to do dishes, and he refused, and refused, until he finally did them wrong, that I was not that stupid. He said that he was trying his best, and that I was wrong for saying he was trying to manipulate me, and that from his perspective, I asked him to do something, and he did it the best he could, and I kept at him because it wasn't up to my impossibly high standards, and he couldn't win. And he wanted me to believe him when he says he's trying. Anyways, this might be petty, but I decided to give believing him a try. So, he had bleach stained my favourite little black dress. Instead of getting mad, next time he had a family event, I put it on. He asked me if I was really going to wear that. It looked messy. I said that I love that dress and understand accidents happen, so I wasn't mad or upset it had bleach spots, actually. I thought it looked pretty cool. He said he really thought it looked bad, and I said if he wants, he could Sharpie on the white spots real quick in the Uber. It ended up looking even worse. Another time, we were having dinner and he'd done the dishes, but put some of the cups and bowls in the dishwasher upside down so they filled with dirty dishwater. I took those cups and bowls, dumped them out in the sink, but didn't wash them further, and served his food in them. He said that it was dirty, and I was like, well, they just came out of the dishwasher. It's just water, it's fine. He said that no, it was disgusting, and I said it was really no biggie. I was getting over my impossibly high cleanliness standards, and I really didn't think it was that gross. The last time, I'd cooked for a work party of his. After cooking, the dish needed to cool for about 30 minutes, then be refrigerated. I had plans with my friends that night, so I asked him to put the dish away after it cooled. He forgot. The next morning, he noticed the dish was never refrigerated. I said it was fine, it was just a mistake, and it would probably be fine to eat. There wasn't a lot of meat in it. He got frustrated and said that you can't serve meat left out overnight, even if it's only a little. And I said, oh, I think it should be okay. Look, stuff happens. He stopped being so lazy about chores after he realized I seemed totally okay with leaving stuff done badly. and that he'll be living with it. But I do feel a little petty for having been dishonest about it. I actually hate how my bleached dress looked, and my stomach turns at dirty dish soup and unrefrigerated meat. So, am I the butthole for being petty? Guys, as always with these posts and these videos, do comment down below your thoughts. Is OP the butthole in this one? For me personally, absolutely not. Clearly, it wasn't getting through to her boyfriend's thick skull, yeah, that he needs to be doing more around the house. And clearly, he was okay with just doing the bare minimum, getting things wrong on purpose, so that you, OP, would therefore clean up after him and make sure things were okay. But that wasn't going to last forever, was it? Come on, that's actually so lazy from him. That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying, OP. You feel a little petty for having been dishonest about it. But then your boyfriend's being dishonest about not being able to do the things that he was previously able to do just because he's being lazy and wants you to do them for him. Like, if you hadn't done this and instead just said, please, can you do more to help? He would have continued on with the facade about not being able to do it, so you had to try something like this, and look, it worked. Definitely not the butthole. Your boyfriend, though, definitely is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now for our third post. Am I the butthole for exposing my parents' favoritism? My parents have always favored my younger brother. I was by no means unloved, but it was blatantly obvious who they cared about more. I worked a part-time job to get my first car, but my brother got one as a present. Yes, it wasn't new, but it was much newer than my car. It was the same with just about everything else, like clothes, video games, and cell phones. I'm 18, and taking a gap year before community college to work a full-time job and save money for tuition. But a while back, I heard my parents talking about how much they were going to pay for my brother's tuition. I secretly recorded the conversation from around the corner and then came out, asking my parents why they were going to pay for my brother's college, but not mine. They didn't notice my phone was recording and just said that my brother needs more help. I asked how so when I wasn't getting any sort of scholarship and he likely wouldn't either. Then I asked a few more questions about why things have always been this way. They got mad, and my father told me that perhaps it's time I moved out, because they're sick of keeping a roof over my head. I pointed out that I pay rent, but they didn't care. I left the room, and in a fit of rage, uploaded the video to two different social medias I have, and ranted about how this is how my parents have always been. Well, a few hours later, and my parents were pounding at my door. My dad was screaming at me about how I made them look bad. We fought some more and they left the room fuming. My grandparents contacted me later and said they were appalled, then came to visit with a lot of the family the next day. There was a huge family intervention and my parents were made to sit on the couch and look at their feet while being told off. It was then I found out they'd been receiving money for years from my grandparents to help with family expenses. My brother looked like he didn't know what to do. So he sided with the rest of the family and said he's noticed how I'm treated as well. My parents gave me a huge apology that sounded forced. My grandparents have offered that I come and live with them soon and that they'll cut off the monthly payments to my parents. My father told me I should have never told the rest of the family and now won't talk to me. And my mother has been crying for days. So I'm starting to wonder if I went too far. Am I the butthole for exposing my parents' favoritism? OP, what your dad just said at the end there pretty much confirms that he knows that he's in the wrong and that you're in the right. He's so embarrassed about the fact that everyone now knows about this that he knows it's wrong in the first place. You wouldn't be embarrassed about something that you really believed in, would you? Who cares if everyone else knows? If you think you're doing the right thing, then why does it matter if other people know about it? But no, the fact that he said that you shouldn't have told anyone in our family about it, yeah, just proves that he knows he's in the wrong. And look, I don't really know why this is happening or why they're treating one of their kids way better than the other, but they are. That's obvious. So yeah, OP, you're completely in the right to tell everyone else about it, especially your grandparents. Let them know. Now, amazingly, OP has actually given us an update to this post. So here is the update. Am I the butthole for exposing my parents' favoritism? I decided to go ahead and call my grandparents to accept their offer of moving in. During the phone call, I asked them why there was monthly payments being sent to my parents in the first place. It turns out my parents were living beyond their means for a while, because my mother quit her job to be a full-time stay-at-home mum. My grandparents decided to help out by sending them money monthly to help with my parents' mortgage, and also to set aside some of that money for college savings for both my brother and I, that was to be split evenly. Turns out my parents only planned to put that savings towards my brother's college. And that's also how they bought his car as well. So from now on, my parents are now on their own financially. It's likely that my mother will have to go back to work to help my dad keep up the mortgage. I confronted my parents and asked why they've always treated my brother as the favourite. Then I asked if there was something I needed to know. Turns out there was nothing. Literally nothing. I'm not an affair baby, not even an unplanned pregnancy. They just liked my brother more. I was mad as heck, and we argued a lot before I left the room because I'd had enough. My grandparents showed up on Saturday with a moving truck. My parents were floored when we started bringing in boxes to pack. My father got in our way, and I reminded him how he said that I should move out, so I am. My mother cried some more and said that my father was just angry in the moment when he said that, and they'd been counting on my rent money to help with my brother's college fund. I asked if that meant that he would never have had to pay rent like I did when he turned 18. My father then said that since I was taking a gap year to work, that my rent money could have helped my brother, which means they never intended for him to get a job while going to college. What am I reading? My grandpa was enraged and confronted my father, saying he raised him better than this. He chewed him out, saying he's never been more disappointed in him and they will no longer receive any more financial support. Then he said he'd disown them both if they ever tried to retaliate against me for exposing them. My father backed down, and neither he or my mother said another word to me. I had a bit of an awkward conversation with my brother as we said our goodbyes to each other. And that was it. I just got in my car, waved, and drove off. I'm now fully moved into my new room at my grandparents' house. It's a little smaller, but nice. And my grandparents are very welcoming. I'm going to keep working hard to move forward from here, and I appreciate everyone's support. I'm just absolutely dumbfounded by this post. I don't think I've ever heard a story like this one. How can two parents so obviously favour one child over another? Especially given that OP's done nothing wrong at all. It's not as if they're ashamed of OP, they just don't like him. What is that? That's mental. And look, don't get me wrong, most parents wouldn't say so, but hey, let's be realistic. Maybe they have their favourites. Now, you know, you love your children, fair enough, but you probably get along with one better than the other. But to the extent of using one of your child's money that they're earning through their job to pay for the other child's tuition, oh my, it's simply sensational. I don't quite know what to say. I'm frankly a little bit speechless. OP, I'm sorry, but you've made a fantastic decision in your life. Get rid of those two mugs. I mean, to be fair, your mum doesn't sound too bad. Actually, I have to get back with immediate effect. What does she say? My mother cried some more and said that your father was angry in the moment and that they've been counting on the rent money to help with your brother's college fund. That is unbelievable. It really is sensational. Wow. Anyway, guys, I'm a bit in shock. That's going to do it for this video. Hope you have enjoyed it. Again, comment down below on all four posts, three stories and the update. What do you think? This last story in particular, my word, absolutely sensational scenes. It really is. If you want more from this subreddit, check out this video. If you're new to the channel, subscribe. Wow. What a story.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.